Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's that time of year, the NBA and NHL finals, and this year the Women's World Cup in soccer. Tomorrow we're going to head north to Canada to take a closer look at that. But today, let's go on the court and on the ice.
Back underway, the battle on court, and it's Saad driving around in front. Can't jam it.
That's Brandon Saad scoring what turned out to be the game-winning goal early in the third period as the Blackhawks beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in Chicago. The Stanley Cup Finals now tied at two wins apiece heading into Game 5 Saturday back in Tampa. Mike Pesca, Here and Now, sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, joins us from Chicago, where he'll be hosting Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. Fun.
Yes.
A little pitch there. But we heard the crowd at the United Center cheering last night. How excited are fans there in Chicago about the Blackhawks?
Oh, very much. And they have a great Blackhawks team, and the team's won multiple championships. But, you know, it's just also been such a great series. The series is tied 2-1. Every game has been decided by exactly one goal, and that's only happened a couple other times to this point in Stanley Cup final history. No team's had a two-goal lead in the whole series. So this is if you're a fan of hockey or just a fan of sporting events with a lot of tension, this is a series to be a fan of.
It's been a great final season. But to Tampa now, because that's where the Stanley Cup goes. How much does home ice mean?
I think it means a bit. It's not totally insignificant, but I think the biggest thing affecting Tampa is who their goalie is going to be. And Ben Bishop didn't start in net. It was the backup, who's 20 years old, Vasilevsky. And he's good. He's just as good. Statistically, he seems just as good as Bishop. But I do think that there is an extra factor when you have your regular goalie, and Bishop's been great. But they won't even disclose what the nature of his ailment is. The coach will not even say, you know, he was asked, when did you know he wouldn't start? Wouldn't even answer that question. So they're in lockdown. They do say they expect him back at some point in this series. If it goes seven games, maybe then. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, let's look at the fascinating NBA Finals. Cleveland on its home court again tonight. The Cavaliers taking on the Golden State Warriors. Game 4 of that series. Cleveland leads 2-1. Everyone watching to see if Cleveland's LeBron James can bring the championship to his home state. But, of course, fans are hoping that Stephen Curry can help Oakland do the same thing.
Yeah.
So what's going on there?
It's just totally shocking, because even if Cleveland was at full strength, and we knew they wouldn't be coming into the series, they had lost, let's say, their third best player, Kevin Love, and then in the first game they lose Kyrie Irving. So they're down to guys who, you know, should be in the NBA, but not maybe playing a lot of minutes, and especially Matthew Dellavedova, who is coming into the series, a lightly regarded guard from Australia. He's played excellently on defense. He hit the shot of the series when Cleveland was clinging on to a lead in Game 3. And LeBron, as good as we know he is, he's even been better than that. He has scored 123 points so far. That is the most ever in the first three games of a series. And it's not just the points. It's the assists. He's either scored or assisted on 60% of the Cavaliers' scoring. It's the rebounds, double-digit rebounds. He is playing so well, and they're shocking one of the best offensive teams we've ever seen in the Warriors. And they are shutting the Warriors down. That first half of Game 3 was the worst Warriors first half, and they started the second half also awfully. They did make a run, the Warriors did, but it is just shocking what Cleveland is doing.
Well, generating record TV ratings, 19 million people watched Game 3. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and hear him this weekend on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.